This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckleberry. Thanks so much for listening. Did a leak do in? Former general, now former national security advisor Mike Flynn, now the fastest ever administration resignation. That goes on his resume, along with the detail that he has been forced out now from two succeeding administrations. Well, this is what we already knew about Flynn before he became national security advisor. Current U.S. military leaders have been reduced to rubble and are embarrassing to our country. President Obama is wildly inconsistent, unmoored in principle, the most reckless president in American history. No leak there. Those are Flynn's own statements. He was known as right-wing nutty, abusive with staff, didn't listen, worked against policy, bad management, etc. How did he get that far in the Army? No leak there. Those are public statements of Colin Powell. But details of a conversation between Flynn and Russia's ambassador took place by phone in late December. Leaks tell us that Flynn and the ambassador spoke about substantial policy decisions, including American sanctions against Russia. The Justice Department warned the administration of this weeks ago. This is what the president said last week.
I don't know about it. I haven't seen it. What report is that?
Flynn did not disclose his conversation's details to top members of the White House, which made him vulnerable to blackmail by Russia. Again, an assessment of the Justice Department. Question now is Flynn a rogue or does he know something and may be called to testify at some point? Joining us now on the line is Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd?
Well, this seems to be the exact question. Lindsey Graham of the Armed Services Committee and one of the people with a subcommittee investigating ties to Russia in the Trump campaign and Russian influence on the election thinks it's rather implausible that somebody in Mike Flynn's position would have talked to the Russian ambassador about the future of U.S. sanctions and the future of diplomacy on his own without higher-ups, maybe even the president-elect himself, knowing about it. He thinks that's implausible. And Lindsey Graham is one of several Republicans and, of course, Democrats today, John, that I've talked to that are calling for what amounts to a widening investigation here and for Flynn to appear. Here's Lindsey Graham.
Just, I guess, the best way to find out is to investigate all things Russian. Senator, the best way to find out is to have General Flynn tell us.
Is he going to do that? Would someone grant him immunity, like Oliver North, for instance?
Yeah, and it's a good question. This investigation right now is in the Senate Intelligence Committee. That's under control of North Carolina Senator Richard Burr, who's the chairman, and Mark Warner of Virginia, the vice chairman. They have an investigation. The issue at the Intelligence Committee is that they can call for classified testimony, not open testimony, and that might be a problem for some senators. Look, if there is classified testimony, if Flynn testifies at all, senators are also worrying already today, John, that this widening scope of the Russian nexus here in the Trump White House and in the Trump election is threatening to swamp their ability to enact any Trump agenda on the domestic front. In fact, Democrats are worrying about it, too, because they might want to see an infrastructure bill. Several of them said, we're not going to get any of that stuff if all we're talking about over and over is a widening and deepening question about Russia. Here's Ron Wyden. He's on the Intelligence Committee, and I spoke to him today.
American people hear about investigations, and usually there's a bit of attention on them for a few days, and then it just sort of vanishes. I'm committed to making sure that doesn't happen here. Thanks, sir.
Well, that sounds like Wyden. What does Paul Ryan say?
Well, Paul Ryan was asked by reporters and said something curious today. Guys, do we have the tape? Can we play Paul Ryan's cut?
National security is perhaps the most important function or responsibility a president has. And I think the president made the right decision to ask for his resignation. You cannot have a national security advisor misleading the vice president and others.
John, Speaker Ryan's statement is curious because the White House itself has not said that the president asked for Mike Flynn's resignation. They said that Mike Flynn went to the president and offered to resign because he was a distraction. There's also the additional question of, as you said at the top, Sally Yates at the Justice Department warning the White House 3 weeks ago that Mike Flynn had misled the vice president and that he might be vulnerable on that basis. Others in the House Republican ranks, John, Jason Chaffetz, chairman of the Oversight Committee, not interested, he said, in further investigating the Flynn questions. He says that Flynn's resignation has taken care of itself. Senators feel differently about it.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.